Nighttime Live continues here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. I'm Bob Harris, along with Scott Sorum, who's back from his little jaunt out to the East Coast to watch a little baseball. We'll talk more about that with him in just a little while. But joining us right now on the phone line from the Red River Valley Fair is the Assistant General Manager, Jody Baresh. And there was a big announcement made today. They have filled up the slots for the remaining two nights of entertainment down there. And Jody, first of all, thank you for joining us here at KFGO.
Well, thank you, Bob, for calling me.
This looks like, now, I have to admit, this looks very exciting because when I first heard this name, Chase Rice, was it?
Yes.
I thought, that name sounds so familiar, but there was actually two different guys. I think there was a guy who was on, like, Survivor, and then there's this guy who does the music. And so don't get mixed up, folks. We're not going to have a Survivor Nicaragua out there.
But it is the same guy.
Oh, is it really?
Yes.
Well, I have the wrong information then. Somebody told me that was a different guy.
Well, that's what I was told, that it was the same guy.
Oh, okay.
So, I'm all excited about that because I'm a big Survivor fan.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, I take that back, folks. Excuse me. That's what this is about. Well, anyway, he is going to be appearing which night?
He's opening up for Tuesday, July 8th.
July 8th, and we've been playing a couple songs of his over here at Midwest Radio, and we also have a new addition by the name of Carmen, and even though it's one name, I understand that's a duet.
Yeah, it is. It's a boy-girl band type thing, you know, and they've got the song Broken Hearted, which is played on one of your sister stations quite a bit, so we're excited to have them. It's a new type of group for us as far as hip-hop pop. We usually don't book that in. And so we're kind of excited to get them in here. It's going to bring us a whole new demographic of younger, well, I shouldn't say younger because everybody likes them, but it's a different group of youth that will be coming out to the fair on Sunday, July 13th.
Something tells me, by the way, that Hairball is going to pack them in again.
Of course they will. That's Wednesday, July 9th. They are becoming the staple to the Red River Valley Fair. And, you know, most of the people are planning on coming out for their reunion with Hairball. And they draw between 9,000 and 10,000 people every year for us. So it's really a no-brainer. We're going to keep bringing them back.
It's amazing because I was out there for that last year briefly. I had to come back and go on the radio. But one of my friends was singing, the opening before
right.
That karaoke thing. And I stayed and watched about three or four songs. And I thought, oh, my goodness, no wonder this is why all the people love this band, you know?
They are great entertainers. And they're actually just a really fun group to get to know.
Kelly Pickler is also on the list.
Yeah, and that's actually our military day, is that Thursday. We haven't really announced our special days yet. We're going to be doing that shortly. But Thursday, July 10th, is military day, and Kelly Pickler will kick that off on the stage.
All right. And, of course, was she one of those contestants, too, in one of those Star Search type things?
Yeah, I want to say that she was on American Idol.
That's the one, yeah.
But she was just recently on Dancing with the Stars as well.
Talk about a well-rounded, entertaining young lady, huh?
Well, and I want to do a little history, too, because if you look at her promo pictures, she could easily be like a Maybelline model and whatnot. She is gorgeous.
Oh, well, then I may have to get tickets for that night.
Definitely.
Friday, July 11th, I have not seen this gentleman, but I understand he's extremely entertaining. Billy Currington is going to be on the list.
Oh, yeah. Billy Currington is like one of our hottest entertainers right now. That's Friday, July 11th. I expect that going to be a very busy night.
If I introduce this next group, if I had a chance to interview them, my first question would be, where in the world did you get the name? Five Finger Death Punch. I know they're popular.
They are extremely popular. We were just talking about them in the office today that there is not a day that goes by that we don't get probably 5 to 10 phone calls of people asking about tickets to Five Finger Death Punch. We're driving 3-4 hours to come see them, you know, things like that. They're saying, when is the tickets going on sale? And clearly they're not used to coming to the fair because our grandstand shows are free with your paid gate admission. So there are no tickets to the actual grandstand. You pay to get on the grounds, and you can go to the grandstand shows for free.
Let's just the broad picture. Let's go over the tickets and how they can get them again here. I don't think they're available quite yet, are they?
No, they're not available quite yet. We do have, you can call us and we can fill some ride ticket orders for you right now if you do want those. But we will have them out in our outlets here in May. They are $8 gate admission tickets for 12 and older, $5 for youth 6 to 11 years old. 5 and under are free. And then we've got the ride tickets, which are $25 for your daily ride pass and $60 for the mega pass, which will get you all 6 days of the rides, concerts, gate admission, all of that. So actually the mega pass is the best deal if you do want to come every single day of the fair.
Midway is always so special out at the Red River Valley Fair. I can tell you, I think one kid I was talking to, took him about 4 hours to ride all the rides last year.
Oh, yeah. You know, I was just emailing back and forth with Kathy Murphy with the Murphy Brothers Exposition. That's who runs our carnival. We're just emailing today and trying to get our ride list situated and seeing which rides are actually coming in. They have such a big operation that they pull from different areas. And so they're working on their routing right now. We should hopefully have an updated list within the next 30 days. Right now, we've got a listing on our website. Those are last year's rides, but most of them will stay the same. We might get a few new ones in this year.
And you're going to have all the livestock exhibits again and all the other type of things, too, as usual, right?
Oh, definitely, yes. You know, there's a lot of talk out there with the PEDV virus. We are holding our swine shows this year, so I'm not sure if your listeners are all familiar with that, but it's a livestock disease, a virus that's going around. Some of the fairs across the country are canceling some of those livestock swine shows. We are not. We will be holding those on our grounds, and we expect to have just as many pigs from North Dakota and Minnesota and South Dakota like we normally do.
All right, very good. And once again, we should mention that the dates again are July 7th, was it?
July 8th through the 13th.
8th through the 13th.
Tuesday through Sunday.
It's going to be another a lot of fun. I had it up here. I just had scrolled to the side there. I'm sorry about that.
We just launched our new website this week, too, and on the front page, it's 89 days, 14 hours, 37 minutes, and 10 seconds away from the kickoff of the fair.
Oh, we got a countdown going.
Yes, we do.
That's cool. That is what, specifically, again, Red River Valley Fair dot?
RedRiverValleyFair.com. We just launched the brand new website this week. It's really neat. You got to go out there and check out everything out. We have so many stage shows booked this year that it's phenomenal. We've got lumberjack shows. We've got BMX bike racing. We've got comedians all over the ground. So all of that's listed on the website.
Well, we will be keeping up to date with you as we get closer and closer to that July 8th date. But once again, Chase Rice, he starts things off on Tuesday the 8th, and it looks like the same guy that was on in Survivor Nicaragua.
Yes.
Okay.
I think I'm going to put together my application for Survivor. I think it's time I go on that show.
Well, you've lost a lot of weight, kiddo. You could probably handle that.
I think so. I think we could kick some butt.
Jody Baresh, Assistant General Manager from the Red River Valley Fair. Thank you for joining us here on the Mighty 790 KFGO.
Thanks, Bob.